Morning all, great news. This is coming to you from the iPad Air SIM card model. Yes, Audio Boo have fixed it. It works now. Thanks to Spinner Girl for telling me, because I picked my iPad up and he said that she'd sent me a Boo 3 hours ago. And I thought, you can't do DMs. She must have been able to do DMs. So she sent me a DM. I haven't listened to it yet. I came in and I double tapped on her message and Audio Boom came up. I was like, oh, it loaded. So the bloody thing. Oh, and there's a thing about direct download notification. I don't know what that's all about, but whether that'll clear my problem with iOS 8 on my thing. Because on my iPad, I've got a bit of a problem. I don't know whether it's Lost Cities that's causing the problem, but it's saying I've got one item, but it's not, for some reason, it is not letting me deal with something that it should be dealing with, and I'm not sure whether it's got stuck. It's on my phone, I don't have the problem, so, but I couldn't get into Audio Boom either, because I was trying to sign in with Twitter and it wouldn't let me, so I found out why. My password was incorrect, so that's why that didn't work. Whether that'll fix my Lost Cities problem, I don't know, but it always tells me I've got one new item, and I don't know whether I have, so I'm going to have to try and fix it. It may just work, you know, I don't know, we'll see. But yeah, the iPad is fully functional with, there's no SIM card in it. I was thinking of giving this one to my mum and getting my one from Currys back, but I'm not going to do that now. Because they'll only give me an iPad 2 back anyway, so she can have that. What she wants it for, I want the iPad Air, it's a lot faster. I was just looking yesterday at washing machines, because mine's busted, as you all know. It is totally busted now. It won't even, you know, it's still doing the same thing where it beep, beep, beeps, and then sort of just won't start. So, yeah, not impressed by that. But yesterday I was down at Sam's doing the birds and I washed her dog's bed while I was there. And I thought, may have to borrow this machine in a day or so's time. Should be all right. I've got my own wash powder, so. But I need to do some washing. Urgently. So I've been looking on Currys. Well, I've not looked on Currys yet. I've looked on AO.com. I'm a bit specific about what sort of washing machine I want. I'm looking for a Bosch this time. And I'm looking for something which probably just works. I'm looking for a really decent one. I don't want just any old Bosch. I mean, I could get one like Sam has, which is perfectly fine. But I want something that's really energy efficient. There is one, it's A++. Which is actually better than my tumble dryer, which turns out to be A++. I was wrong about that. But that's fine, because that's as high as tumble dryers go, which is bloody good. I'll quit waffling with that. Hopefully this will let me post into uncategorised. Because I don't want to categorise my Boo. I really don't. At least my thing just didn't start downloading shit. What I may have to do on my phone is I may have to go in and just let it do downloady crap and then just see if the daily downloads does anything. Because it was a bit weird. It was taking up space on my phone, but it wasn't telling you it was there. So what I want to do is see if I can fix it on my phone. Because my phone's taking up tons of space with Audio Boom and I really don't need that. I thought the problem was that it... I thought the problem was with Audio Boom that it was doing things in the background but wasn't knowing that it maybe isn't complete. So I've got to try and figure out what that's all about now. Because I should be able to figure it out, it shouldn't take too much doing. But my phone's currently dead, so I've got to charge that up. Surprise, surprise! Oh, well, at least I can update you all on here now. I don't have to get rid of my pad now. I wasn't going to get rid of it anyway, but I don't have to just sit there with an iPad that doesn't do anything because I can't use it for Audio Boom. I love this thing, it's brilliant. So I'm happy I can use it now, guys. it's a bit of a pleasure to use, actually. It's a nice big screen. Things are easy to navigate with VoiceOver. I've been told the Santander app is going to become VoiceOver usable. A little bit better. That's another one that got updated on my phone. It's not bad, but it's tricky. I can use it, but it's tricky. You know, it's not as easy as it could be. But they've updated a couple of good bits on it, which I prefer. Like when you're selecting a person to pay them, it used to be a conveyor belt system where you touched on the middle and it told you where it was going. There was arrows left and right. And as you moved it, the active payee became the one in the centre. But the problem with that was it used to kind of sometimes read the wrong side. It used to tell me the left-hand one instead of the middle one or the right-hand one. So it would go rent Sam. And I'd be like, well, which one is it going to pay? So you'd have to just go for it. Luckily, you could back out because you could do your payment. And then you could go in and you could see what was happening. You could go in and see that it was, hang on a minute, yes, it's going to pay Sam. Because it would tell you, pay to. Then you obviously you'd see that it was right or wrong and you could back out if it was wrong and try again. It wasn't until you hit confirm that it would confirm the payment and go ahead and do it. So you get your summary screen before you go, which is great because it means that you can check things. It doesn't just go, it just lets you see in stages what's happening. So yeah, that's about the size of that, I think. I'm going to try publishing this into no category. If it won't let me, I will come back and update this boo and rant about that, but I've got enough space left on my boo to rant about that if I need to. So I will go for now and I will speak to you soon. Right. It hasn't made me happy. Because you still have to choose a freaking category. Bloody categories. I don't like them. I don't like them. I don't want them. But what has good changed, what is good that has changed, is now it knows my location and it gets it right properly. It doesn't send me into some random place like Lenore68 did. It reckons she was in Russia somewhere, which was hilarious. But now, direct messages I haven't tested yet, but I have tested normal boos and you still have to categorise them, which is stupid, but I'll just throw everything I do in knowledge like I always have, just because there's no better place to put it. So yeah, I'm not best pleased with that, but at least it works on my iPad. There's going to be some bug fixes, there's bound to be. I'm not going to majorly rant about this one because, you know, I was expecting that the category thing would have gone away and died, but it hasn't, clearly. They want us to use them. I don't want to use them. I can see why they put them there, but you should be able to use, you know, you should be able to use uncategorised because sometimes boos don't fit in a category that they give you. Either that or they should give us categories that make, you know, extra ones like general and stuff. So anything you do would automatically go in general unless you change it. That would make it easier. That's a suggestion that we can throw at Audio Boom. But yeah, apart from that, it works on my iPad. I haven't tested DMs yet, but I'm going to go in and have a look. I haven't been able to message people. There's some people I want to message about stuff that's important. I haven't been ignoring any of you. I just couldn't do it. Because I couldn't get this cancer off my devices. So, yeah, hopefully this will let me. I'm going to put this in knowledge. I'm going to have a look, see what categories there are. I didn't even try to use the categories. I just went in and tried to post and it said, please select a category. So I was like, ah, that bug still exists.
Pause recording.
Anyway, I'll go for now. And we'll see what happens.